At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask New People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to a Football 24/7 edition of Day 10. Practice recap here on Jacob Sports. A lot happening today down at the NovaCare Complex. Day 10, the last practice for Philadelphia Eagles play the Baltimore Ravens this Friday in their first preseason game. I don't think you'll see many people in that game, but the last practice is now complete. The last of their four-day run, their four-day straight of practices. So they had Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and now Wednesday, which has concluded. Good stuff today. Again, another great day for Jalen Hurts. If you're somebody that cares about the practice stats, and what Elliot Shore Parks over at WIP is doing. Hurts broke history since at least the practice stats have been tracked by Elliot for the most consecutive attempts with no interceptions for an Eagles quarterback. That's at 158. So Hurts continues to protect the ball. I don't care so much about the stats, but I do care about him protecting that football, making the right decisions with the football, especially when you're in practice and you try new things. The other thing that's been reported about is it's not like he's just making all the easy throws. He is still being aggressive. And to hear that he's done that without turning the football over, I think is a very positive sign for the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, Jalen Hurts. He spoke again, spoke today after practice, made some good headlines. Our man Johnny Mack had a viral headline out there of I didn't write it. So Johnny Mack poking the bear a little bit. I don't think it was Johnny Mack. It kind of just sounded like it was Johnny Mack. Martin Frank is actually the guy who brought it up to Jalen Hurts. And then Jalen said, "Why is it relevant?" And Hurts said, or Johnny Mack said, you know, it was an ESPN article. And Hurts claps back, "Why is it relevant now? You know, why does that matter?" And Johnny Mack, "Yeah, I didn't write it, which is pretty funny. And then, you know, Tim McManus obviously was the guy who wrote it. Look, I didn't talk about the article this morning on the show. I'm not going to talk about it too much right now. Look, everyone, how much more can we get into this? How much more can we dissect the past? If you live in the past, you will never move forward. Just like you can't live too far into the future. The future is wary and, you know, the past is irrelevant at this point. I mean, there's some relevance. I guess it's not irrelevant, but how much longer can we live there? How much longer can we analyze it? How much longer can we try and diagnose it? How much longer can we blame Nick or blame Jalen or blame Wink Martindale? I don't give a damn. You know, it's time to move forward. Like I said, I didn't talk about the article this morning. I will ask John about it tonight on Birds 365. M. Reyes checks in, says, "The timing of the article is so strange." I would agree. You know, and Hurts kind of said that. He's like, "What, you know, why is this coming out right now? You know, we're gearing up for a football season. We're 10 practices into training camp and an article drops about the 2023 season." You know, it's kind of like, look, this is, and I'm like I said, I'm considered the media now. I've never viewed myself as the media. I've been an Eagle fan my whole life. I just now have the privilege and the honor to come up here and talk to you guys. so people view me as the media. I talk to Johnny Mack, who's a beat reporter. You know, I'm viewed as the media. This is what I hate about the media. I mean, it's like clockwork, right? You have 10 straight days of amazing training camp. You have all great storylines coming out specifically about Jalen Hurts and even Nick Sirianni. Everything looks good in training camp. And then, the games are about to start and you're getting in the, and boom, there comes the article that everybody has to make a stink about. It's kind of like clockwork. And, you know, I know more people do see through it than you think. Not everybody does, but as somebody who lives and breathes it now and works on this stuff all day long, this is what I do for a living. This is how, you know, I put food on the table. This is how I earn my keep. I just see through it. Like Tim, I love Tim. Tim is a great guy. I've talked to Tim many times. He is an awesome guy. But what's up with the timing of this article? Four Man says this is food for sales. You're right. He already texted me about it, and I clap back. So I'll be on his show today, and I'll debate it with him because, you know, you can't just sit here and live in the past forever. And, you know, and Hurts had a great quote. He's like, there's rumors and there's reports and then there's reality. And we're living in reality right now. And I thought that was a good comment there. So, look, I'm not going to spend too much time on it. I thought the Johnny Mack thing was funny. I didn't write it. I thought that was hilarious. I got a real kick out of that, listening to Johnny Mack. So we'll move on. We will get into our practice recap now. Johnny Mack coming up tonight at 6 p.m. for the Birds 365 Nightcap Edition. Happy to be back here for our 12:30 football 24/7 practice recap. Missed yesterday. Sorry about that. Everybody had a really busy day. Never got back to the studio to do it. But I did get the chance to kind of follow along today on the practice. Nothing crazy came out, but pretty good stuff from practice. I'm happy to hear Jalen Hurts continues to light the field up. As he does. I'm going to welcome in a couple people here on the channel. A lot of good people. Eduardo's in here, our newest member this morning. Crowley's in here. What's up, Crowley? Appreciate you. Crowley is not a member. Come on, Crowley, if you want to win that Saquon jersey, man. I know you're one of our loyal listeners. Look at this. WCBJJ, our newest YouTube member. Thank you, brother. You are now officially entered to win a Saquon Barkley jersey. You have a bunch of emojis at your service to drop in the chat, to troll me, to troll John, to troll Cilio, to troll a chatter, whatever it is that you want to do. You are now a member and we appreciate that very much. Thank you for joining, my brother. By the way, what does WCBJJ, I guess BJJ is Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and I can see that by your photo. So you're a badass dude. I love it. What does WC mean? Maybe it's Westchester Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu 77. That would be my guess. I'm not sure if that is true, but thank you for becoming a member. We appreciate you here, and I will read your comment here as well. If Trotter Jr. ends up getting on the field regularly this season, Jacob should offer winning that jersey. I have his dad's jersey. If he becomes a starter, I'll have to get a Trotter Jr. jersey. I love that. You know, I'd like to offer that up in addition to the Saquon jerseys. I wouldn't want to make it a one-to-one switch. Maybe we will do that. Maybe we will offer up and give away some Jeremiah Trotter Jr. jerseys. I am a St. Joe's Prep graduate of the school in Center City, Philadelphia. Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is a St. Joe's Prep graduate. Obviously went to Clemson out of there and now with the Philadelphia Eagles. But I love Trotter Jr. because I guess I'm biased. I love everybody that went to my high school. I'm a big fan. I'm a big supporter as an alumni of St. Joe's Prep. DeAndre Swift was a graduate of St. Joe's Prep, obviously on the team last year. Alameda Zacchaeus, a graduate of St. Joe's Prep. So I'm a big St. Joe's Prep guy, and I love Trotter Jr., and I hope he has a big impact on this Eagles team. So maybe I'll take you up on that, WCBJJ, and we give away a few Trotter Jr. jerseys as well. Let me also go to Tyler Braswell, member for 17 months. Look at that, everybody, 17 straight months. He's been supporting this channel, even through the ups and downs of the channel. We appreciate that very much, Tyler Braswell. He says, can't wait to win a jersey. Tyler, it's going to be random based on the members. You have great odds because you're a member. I hope you win a jersey. 17 months, brother. Thank you so much for your support of the channel. Thank you so much for the comment and for being a member here on Jacob Sports and supporting what we do and the content we make. We appreciate that very much. Let's get into the practice today, everybody. I thought it was interesting, you know, apparently Grant Calcaterra had a fantastic day today at practice. It seems like he is really taking over that tight end two spot, especially, you know, we talked about this a lot with John in the summer, and we kind of thought it was going to be CJ Uzama, a guy who's had a lot of NFL experience. Grant Calcaterra has turned a corner, evidently, and it looks like he is really playing strong in practice. He logged another good practice today. So very good stuff from Grant Calcaterra. Love to hear that. Another good interview with Zach Bond. I read the comment there. Another good practice from Zach Bond, who had another good day today. He seems to be doing everything that Vic asked him to do. Vic has a specific way to do a defense, to play defense, and it really just seems like Zach Bond can do it. And from that perspective, that's a very good thing. And I think he's going to be a big part of this team this year, have a big impact, and it'll be interesting to see what his role is when you get into that season. Or when we get into this season. So we'll see how that all plays out. But those are two guys that I thought stood out. You know, just reading some of the reports, Jalen Hurts had a nice touchdown throw to Dallas Goedert over the middle. Nakobe Dean was trailing in coverage. The good news from that, Jalen Hurts touchdown pass, Dallas Goedert over the middle. We love to hear over the middle. We love to hear Dallas Goedert. We love to hear Jalen Hurts touchdown. The bad news of that, Nakobe Dean in coverage again. Continues to struggle in coverage. Hasn't been great. You heard Vic Fangio talk about it, emphasize it, how important it is in today's NFL to be good in coverage as a linebacker, and he's not. So, you know, hopefully he can get up to speed a little bit. But, you know, I don't know. I'm losing hope in a Kobe Dean. I got to be honest with you. I'm trying to stay optimistic and, you know, not close the book on him. But I'm just struggling. I really am. You know, when you hear Vic talk about what he wants in a linebacker and then hear about what Nakobe Dean struggles with, it's tough to say he's going to have a role in this football team. Excuse me, I had to get a drink of water there. Gators own Miami. Cilio must hate that name. Cilio must hate that name. Gators own Miami. Gators own, before I answer your question, my sister is a graduate, a proud graduate of the University of Florida. She was there when Tim Tebow was there. So she was friendly with Tim Tebow, actually. She was a sideline reporter for the team. She was in media as well. She has a great life now. Love my sister very much. She was a graduate of the University of Florida. Xander, in an interview with Devin White, when asked why did he choose Philly, he said, other teams offered me way more money, and I chose Philly because of Davis and Carter. Yeah, I heard that interview. He also talked about Howie giving him the call. He also talked about, you know, wanting the chance to compete and win. I thought that was pretty cool. You know, that interview with Devin White. I hope he can be something this year, guys. I really do. I you know, the guy is a talented player, but he's obviously had a couple bad seasons in Tampa Bay. It didn't end well for him. Obviously was a very high draft pick. The caliber is through the roof, but you know, I don't know. We'll see what he can be. Hopefully Devin White has a new spark and can really get after it this year and contribute to this team. So hopefully that becomes something. I don't know if he said more on that podcast. I'd like to go and listen to the full thing. Devin White's story was sad, but motivational. I'll have to check out that full podcast. It'll be good to hear that from a player like Devin White. So good stuff there. Here's a tweet. You know, I love this tweet because we have Brandon Lee Gowton on the show a lot on Birds 365. He's our normal Wednesday guest. He tweeted today, and he's been somebody that's, I don't want to say critical of Jalen Hurts, but he's not a Jalen Hurts stan where he's constantly talking him up. He tweets today, Jalen Hurts is pretty much having as good of a training camp as one could have realistically hoped for. He could be poised for another big year. Hashtag Eagles. So that's great to hear from somebody that's been not hard on Jalen, but has high expectations for Jalen and wants him to succeed and perform at the level he should be performing at. And I think that's a very positive thing coming out. I'm going to get you guys the injury report as well, by the way. Here is the practice report. Not practicing. So the people who did not practice today, Oren Burks out again. I don't anticipate he will have a role on this team. Paris Campbell was out today with a groin injury. Gardner Johnson did not practice with that shoulder. It doesn't seem serious, but they kept him out again. Mekhi Garner continues to nurse that hamstring injury, and Brandon Smith out with a concussion. So a 75-minute practice today. Those were your guys who are out. A lot of reports came out on Grant Calcaterra, as I mentioned. Mekhi Becton got some work with the first team today as well. So pretty light practice, though, by, you know, the reports were it was pretty light. Chris Long was in the room, was in the building, which is pretty cool. Bo Allen was there. So pretty cool stuff from that. But overall, not much else. I know James Bradberry, another thing worth noting, James Bradberry got some runs with the ones in place of the injured C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And Quinyon was in the slot as usual. Isaiah Rogers was again on the outside corner. So I don't know if Keely Ringo has just fell off or he's not battling for the position anymore. Yeah, D Love checks in and says, is it safe to say Isaiah Rogers is the starter? It's looking like that. I guess I don't want to go there yet, but it is looking like that for sure. Yesterday when they released the depth chart, they did not have one listed. They had Isaiah / Keely. So maybe they think it's still a competition, but I'm not really sure, you know, if Keely's going to win the job. He's now been out on, you know, hasn't played at four straight days as the first team. So Quinyon keeps going in the slot. So it's really going to be interesting what happens when Cooper DeJean returns. Where is Quinyon going to go? Is he going to be on the outside? What's going to happen with the corners? And we'll continue to follow that for all off season long into the season. So appreciate that. Appreciate that, Dave, who says, love the podcast. Go Birds. Appreciate you, brother. Oh, SMD Eagles. What's up, Murray? Hope you're doing well. Great to see you. Love seeing you in the chat as always. One of our most loyal longtime subscribers here on Jacob Swartz, if I remember correctly, SMD Eagles, who used to be, I don't know if you want me to give it out, Marie DeBooth. She was with this channel, guys, when we had, I want to say 1,000 subscribers, 1,500 subscribers, 2,000, somewhere in that range. Marie, I'm not sure what it was, maybe 1,500. Just tremendous. Appreciate you so much, Marie. You're still here 3.5 years later, almost 4 years later now, and you're still here. So we appreciate you so much. 400 subs. Look at that, everybody. SMD Eagle says 400 subs. I absolutely love it. I appreciate that, Marie. You are one of the best. I remember the jersey we gave you. I'm not going to tell the people the jersey that we gave you, Marie, because they might be like, what the heck were you thinking getting that jersey? I remember it, though. The Aussie, the jersey that you were given, Marie DeBooth. I remember it. Good times. Good times. We appreciate that. Thank you for being here all this time, Marie. We appreciate it very much. As I mentioned, Aaron Seaboss, she said it. Aaron Seaboss, baby. I remember it. I think it was a double XL, wasn't it? An Aaron Seaboss 2XL jersey. I don't know if it was for your wall or what it was. But you got the Seaboss jersey, which is pretty good stuff. We appreciate that. Perez says do a live stream during the game on Friday. I might do that, Perez. I'm trying to figure out what we're going to do after the game, post-game-wise. We're working on our season post-game show. Not intact yet for the preseason, but maybe I'll do a live stream during the game. Kind of watch it with you guys, and we can do a post-game talk, too. I'll get Johnny Mac up, so that will be fun. Maybe I will do that. Good idea, Perez. I know they work, and people...
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Like them on YouTube. So maybe we will all do that. If you guys will join me, that would be great. So we'll do that. But that's really it. Not much else came out of practice today. Tanner McKee got second team reps. It's Jalen Hurts' birthday. Happy birthday, QB1. Jalen Hurts, 26 years old. Same age as me. Feels pretty crazy. Jalen Hurts is a grown man making $255 million. God bless him. Great stuff. Jalen Hurts' birthday today. Good stuff for him. And that press conference is obviously something that got kind of a lot of talk today with Johnny Mack saying, "I didn't write it. I didn't write it." That's going to be a hashtag on the channel. Hashtag, "I didn't write it." So good stuff there. Appreciate everybody being here. Not much. Like I said, a light practice today. Wasn't overall too many things that came out of the practice. The thing I took most of it was Jalen Hurts had another good day. He continues to throw the ball very well. Rookie wide receiver Johnny Wilson got some first-team reps during practice, which I think is positive. So I think he's going to be your starting outside guy. We'll see where they end up going at that position, but very good stuff from him. I'm excited about him. Abraham says he seemed a little nervous. I agree. Johnny Mack's voice was trembling a little. I got to ask him about that. I don't want to like press him on it, but I definitely am going to ask Johnny Mack about that, you know, because look, as a reporter, if you're going to be a reporter, you know, you got to be able to face the music, right? I mean, so you don't want to show that you're shying away from anything. I know you might not like some reports, but that's part of it. Being a reporter is not shying away. And I will ask John about that and see what he thought. You know, I thought it was very positive, by the way, with the Wink Martindale portion of the article. I said I wasn't going to talk too much about that article, but I will say from a positive standpoint, I think it's great to hear that Jalen Hurts reached out to Wink Martindale after week 18. I mean, he struggled versus the Giants. They obviously had a good game plan against them. They've also had success against Wink Martindale. And for him to reach out and just be, you know, just pick his brain, we don't know what happened in the conversation fully, but I thought that was great. I mean, I that's the stuff I really love about Jalen Hurts is that I just feel like he goes over the top to try and get better, to try and be better. You know, when he put it, I think he said, "Pour into his cup" was the phrase he used in the press conference today. So listen, very good stuff from Jalen Hurts today. SMD says, "I need a Braden Mann jersey." What is up with the special teams jerseys? I got to ask in my fem den. I love it. Your feminine den. I love it. Autographed David Akers and Donnie Jones too. Okay. So you're a special team jersey honk. It sounds like, is that what I'm picking up on, SMD Eagles? You are a special team honk because, you know, you've been here so long, SMD. I almost feel the need to give you the Braden Mann jersey anyway. I want to tell you to become a member because we're giving away the Saquon Barkley jerseys this year to our channel members. And so I would encourage you to think about becoming a member. But you've been here so long, Marie. I think I might have to figure out a way to get you that Braden Mann jersey to improve the improve the femden. I love it, SMD. She says, please, SMD, we'll make it happen. I'll talk to my, the powers that be, and maybe I'll punch the Amex to try and send you a to send you a Braden Man jersey. Is that sure? Are you sure that's who you want? What about a Jake Elliott? Yes, Marie. I would feel better about a Jake Elliott if that's all right. But if you want Braden Man, I will make it happen for you. No doubt about it. Gator says, the Jalen Hurts has the number one selling NFL jersey. Yeah, great stuff. Jalen is a very popular player. He is quickly becoming like a face of the league. So, you know, you saw him in the Olympic ad, which was pretty cool. Jalen Hurts is definitely rising up very quickly in this league. He's a very marketable person, so it makes complete sense to me. Says all the right things. He's a great person. He does a lot of things that he doesn't have to do. You see him going to inner cities, and he talks to them, and he goes, and I forget exactly what it's called, but you know, he does the things for the kids in the schools there. With the new JH1, I think it's the JH1 Foundation, but he really does a lot. He plays the game the right way. He speaks the right way. Very popular player, as you point out, and I think it's good. It's well-deserved. It's well-earned. I think that's a beautiful thing in today's day and age where somebody earns something. They're not given it. You know, that's a lost art in today's world where people expect things to be given to them. Jalen Hurts has earned it every step of the way, from Alabama to Oklahoma to the NFL to here in Philadelphia, and he continues to earn it. So I think that's a very great thing. And that's the kind of guy you want to be your face of the league. So the fact that he's becoming that very quickly is pretty awesome. Marie says she already has Jake. Okay, that makes me feel better. We'll make the Braden Man jersey happen, Marie. Good stuff there. Niners all damn day says, I'll be giving the jersey away if I get picked. Niners, if you get picked, here's what I'll do for you. Here's what I'll do for you. If you get picked, which you will, you'll be in the entry, obviously, because you're a member of the channel. We appreciate that very much. I will. What will I do? Well, Eagle fans erupt if I tell him I will give him a Niners jersey of his choice. Will they erupt? That's too bad if they erupt. What I will do is, if you are selected, I will send you a 49ers jersey of your choice. And whatever one you pick, I will get that for you. And if you do win that, it will open up the door for another Eagle fan to win the Saquon jersey. So, in other words, if you win, I will give you a Niner jersey, and then I will do another drawing, and we will give a Saquon jersey away to somebody that wants somebody that will appreciate the Saquon jersey. I appreciate you saying I will not like it, but that's what we will do. Niner, you have been a member for a long time. I know a lot of people in the chat get upset with you, but you are one of our most loyal watchers, and I don't care who you're a fan of. I will always respect you for that. So thank you for being here, Niners, all damn day. Your comments are appreciated. I think you bring a good perspective. I like a little bit of the trolling in the chat sometimes. I think it's healthy football debate, right? What's football talk without a little bit of a debate? And you bring that. James Jones brings that. It's great for the channel. So we appreciate that. And you've been here a long time, as I said. You have been very true here. And I appreciate that very much. So if you win, Niners jersey for you, brother. I got your back. Hold me to it. You can clip this because, you know, to keep it on the record, I will definitely do that for you. And James Jones, same goes for you. If you become a member, which I see you're not a member, if you become a member, I will give you a Commanders jersey and then do the same thing and give another jersey away to an Eagle fan. So good stuff there. Somebody just said, where is it? I want in on the jersey sweepstakes. Dave, you got to become a channel member, brother. So there's a pinned comment in the chat or a join button down below. If you're a channel member, you will be automatically entered. Every time Saquon Barkley gets 125 yards or more in a game, it's rushing and receiving, by the way. So if he has 90 rushing and 40 passing receiving yards, that's a jersey giveaway. If he has 122 rushing yards and 4 receiving yards, that's a jersey giveaway. If he has 124 rushing yards and 2 yards passing, that's a jersey giveaway. Now, if he has 120 yards rushing and 3 yards receptions, that's no jersey. That's 123. So it must be 125, but it will be given out rushing plus receiving. So good stuff there. That's what I will do, and that's how you get enter in. Niners is appreciate it. Appreciate you too, brother. Thank you, man. So good stuff. That's it for the practice recap today, everybody. I thought they had a good positive practice. Jalen Hurts continues to light up the field. He continues to play very strong out there, which I think is a great sign coming off the OTAs. It would be a little bit concerning if he came in camp this year and struggled. So I think we're going to have a good season with the offense. We got to figure out what's going on with the defense. You know, I'm not overly confident on them. I don't think they're going to be too much of a liability with Vic Fangio, but I'd like to say that, you know, I don't know if he has the talent in the room to be able to be the defense that we need. That's my fear. It's not as much Vic. It's more the talent in the room. So we'll see what can happen. James says, won't let me accept gifts. I have an iPhone. An option won't pop up. There's a pinned message. There should be. Is there a pinned message, everybody? There should be a pinned comment in the chat right now that says to become a member. So if you become a member, James, you'll be joined as well. So appreciate that very much. James M says, give him a Niners jersey who was an Eagle also. Oh, so like a Javon Hargrave jersey or something. I'm sure there's others too, but that's the one that comes top of mind. Maybe, but I'm going to stick with what I said to Nad, James M. Appreciate the comment, brother. But Nad will have his pick, so whoever he wants, if he wins, that's what he will get. So good stuff there. Just got confirmation, by the way, for those on the channel right now. Dan Cilio, he will have on Philly 500 and Mark Holmes tonight, 3:30 Eastern today. So the debate will continue. It will not be just Mark today. It will be both guys. So that would be great. Madness says Brian Dawkins jersey would be fire. That would be fire. Maybe I don't want to do that because it's a Saquon giveaway, right? So I don't want to deviate too much from Saquon, but maybe we'll launch another Legends jersey edition where we can give away some Jerome Brown, some Randall Cunningham, some Brian Dawkins, some McNabb, if you like McNabb, whoever you like as a legend. I think that would be fun too, Madness. That's a good idea. Maybe we'll launch something like that. And here we go. James Jones becomes a member on the channel. James, appreciate you, brother. One of our best as well, our commander. That deserves a hail to the commanders. I'll give you it, brother. I'll give you one of them. Thank you for becoming a member, man. We appreciate that very much. A couple new members today that have been added. It's James. It's Braswell, who's been a member for 17 months. It's WCBJJ. And then look at this. Crowley, 26. One of our best commenters checks in with a membership. Crowley, thank you, man. We appreciate all you guys for becoming a member. Thank you so much. It really helps, by the way. I know it might not seem like it helps, but the $5 a month goes a long way. I mean, we are entirely supported by the sponsors that we have and then the people that watch this channel. That's why I appreciate you guys so much, because I've put my heart and my soul and my blood, sweat, and tears, for lack of a better word, into this channel. I've been working on it since its inception. I started it and everything, and I've overseen the back end and the postings and the thumbnails and everything from the jump. So it's kind of my baby. And when you guys support the channel, it means the world to me. It means a lot. So I can't thank you enough for doing it. That's going to do it. SMD, another new, you guys are the best. We have the best viewers on YouTube, and you guys prove it again to me today with a couple new members. So thank you guys for joining in. SMD Eagles, the newest member. Crowley, a new member. Thank you, Crowley. James Jones, a new member. Thank you, James Jones. Where are our other ones? I think we had one more on the show today that became a member. WCBJJ, thank you, brother, for becoming a member. And Tyler Braswell, 17 months a member. Thank you, Tyler. Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate you guys. So thanks, everybody, for checking in. Mad Bird, who became a member recently, another great person. We thank you, Mad Bird, for being a member. Sorry I'm late. They said something about the weather on Friday. Oh, did they? I haven't seen anything on that. But I will look into it for you. The practice was good today, Mad Bird. If you didn't get the update, Jalen Hurts, another great practice, threw the ball all over the field, looked very sharp out there today. And continues to. He set the record, if you care about the record, that Elliott Shore Parks tracks, the most consecutive throws in practice without an interception at 158. So another no interception day for Jalen Hurts. A good touchdown pass to Dallas Goedert. And so good stuff there. So another good practice. Calcaterra had a good practice today. And Zach Bond had a good practice today. Isaiah Rogers got your reps at cornerback too. Quinyon Mitchell was back in the slot. And with Gardner Johnson being out, James Bradberry got some reps with the ones. So that's really the update on the practice today. Mekhi Becton was back out there with the ones today, by the way, at right guard. So we'll see. Oh, sorry, I got to shut that up, man. Damn computer. So we'll see what happens with all those positions. But great stuff overall at practice today. Good stuff at practice today. We appreciate everybody being here today. Make sure you guys hit that like button. Keep up the great work. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. James Jones, thank you, man. Give me the logo back. James wants his Redskins back. I agree with you on that, by the way. Going to be a big season, everybody. Going to be an exciting season here on Jacob Sports. We'll be covering it all season long. Thank you all for being here. I'll be out of here, and we'll be back, by the way, 2 o'clock, so about 57 minutes from now, the National Football Show with Dan Cilio. He'll have on Philly 500. He'll have on Mark Holmes together at the 3:30 spot, and then at 4:30 Eastern, I will be on with Big Sills, and I'm going to be debating him on this article that came out. I think he's got a lot of fodder that he wants to talk about from the article, and I'm going to debate him on it because I think the article is a nothing burger. I think it's a timely piece. It's typical media. Great training camp so far, and an article comes out, you know, back to bashing Jalen and Nick, and it's just like, all right, I'm done with this crap, man. I'm ready to move on to 2024. I'm ready to go and compete and try and win a Super Bowl this year if I'm the Eagles, and this is going to come out, and it's trying to stop the rhythm and the momentum they've had. So I'm not biting, and I'm gonna push back on Dan at 4:30, and then 6 to 8 p.m. tonight, the nightcap edition of Birds 365 will be live. So Madness checks in. See you at 6Z. See you, Madness. Appreciate it, man. Get him, Xander. I appreciate all you guys. Mark was boring, to say the least. Come on, man. Mark was a little boring last week. I think I told him that on air. I don't know if he heard it or not. But, yeah, so we have Philly 500 back with him today. Thank you all for being here. Consider becoming a member if you want to get in on that jersey giveaway. I thank our new members on the way out the door. Tyler Braswell, thank you, brother. 17 months. WCBJJ77, new member. Thank you very much for becoming a member. James Jones, new member. Thank you, James, for becoming a member. Our resident Commander fan, the leader of the commies in the chat. Crowley26 becomes a member. Thank you, Crowley. We appreciate that very much. And then SMD Eagles becomes a YouTube member. Guys, SMD Eagles has been here since 400 subscribers, and I can attest to that because I remember her in the chat way back when we had shows that many of you guys probably don't even know or never even heard of. So SMD Eagles is going to get another special teams jersey from us. She wants Braden Mann, so we're going to make that happen as soon as the season gets here. SMD, you got my word. I'm going to do that for you. Thank you for becoming a member today, one of our most loyal watchers for 4 years now. Thank you, SMD Eagles. That's going to do it for the show, guys, everybody. We appreciate it, and we will see you guys coming up at 2 p.m. on the National Football Show. Catch you next time, everyone.
EAGLES Eagles.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.